This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I am your host, Danielle Friedman, and I am so excited to see everybody this morning. We have a wonderful show, lots of experts for today. We are going to be talking about life in the Wild West. I actually live in the Wild West. I live in California. If any of you are new to tuning in, or maybe you haven't watched in a couple of months, and you are seeing my name, Danielle Friedman, and that makes you remember Tanya Friedman. That is because she is my mother. And she often talks about on these shows how we moved from South Africa when I was a young kid to the United States. We came to California. So I am so excited to personally share my journey with all of you coming from another country and moving to California and what my life has been like here. So I'm excited to share, and we have a lot of guests who are excited to share. So let's bring out our guests this morning. All right. So good morning to all of my lovely guests. So many beautiful faces this morning. I'm so excited. So let's take a quick minute and do some introductions. Tell our viewers why you are on the show and where you live in the Wild West. Let's start with Cornelia.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so I'm currently in California, particularly in Silicon Valley, San Jose. And I came here back in 2021. I worked in the Philippines for 5 years as a staff nurse in a big hospital. And I came here via Kinetics, direct hire, and I worked in Central Valley, Hanford, at a COVID unit. And then I just recently, a few months ago, I transferred here in San Jose for a different job. I now work for the state of California.
Okay, very nice, Cornelia. Well, we look forward to hearing all about your journey. Let's have Rana go next.
Hello, everyone. My name is Rana Pacoma, and I am one of the onboarding specialists from Kinetics, AMN Kinetics. I came here to the USA back in 1996, so it's been almost 27 years since I've been living here in the USA. Used to live in California and then came to Texas when I got married. And I'll be happy to share my experience here since I came here to the USA, to the Wild West.
Thank you, Rana. So you've gone to California and to Texas, so you're going to have a lot of good insight.
Yes.
Let's go with EJ next.
Hello, guys. My name is EJ. I am a OR nurse here in Sample, Texas. I just currently arrived here this year. I worked in the Philippines before, and I hope I can share some insights with you about living here in a small city and with a short distance with the big cities around us.
Awesome. Well, we are very excited to have you on, EJ, a new arrival. So you're going to have some good, fresh tips for everybody. And last but certainly not least, we have Adina.
Hi, everyone. I'm Adina Kaufman. I'm a senior client account manager with AMN and Kinetics. I'm so genuinely happy to be here today. This is one of my favorite highlights of the week, being on the show, watching the show, and now to be on it is really so exciting. I'm also an immigrant. I was born in South Africa. My family moved to Australia, then Houston, Texas, then California. So I've lived in a lot of places. And my husband's one of 5 kids, and he lived in the same house his whole life, also in Los Angeles in California. So we have both perspectives, but I'm just super excited to be here. And we appreciate you tuning in to the Wild, Wild West.
Thank you, Adina. We are so excited to have you on. So let's get started with you, Cornelia. Why did you want to move to the United States?
First off, because of greener pasture, bigger pay. When I was in the Philippines, I was making $400 a month. So I came here for that big difference in pay. And because I came here with my son, I also want him to be exposed into bigger opportunities, to see different places. It's just a lot different from where I came from. So it's a whole new experience that me and my son wanted to see.
Okay. Well, thank you, Cornelia. You know, I hear a lot of the same reasons from a lot of different people, nurses or non-nurses, that they want to move with their families to the U.S. because of more opportunities. You know, America is the land of opportunities. So there are many opportunities and many, many things that you can do here, many doors open. EJ, why did you decide to move to the United States?
For me, there's a lot of factors to consider. But one thing that really sticks to me is that U.S. has a lot of not just opportunities for workplace, what Cornelia said, but also for the healthcare. The health systems here is much more better compared in a country, because I have two kids, I have my wife, so I'm taking care, I am thinking about them. So how the educations and the healthcare systems would really give us more advantage living here.
I think thank that. You. Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense, EJ. I think I can see Adina going like this with her head. Yeah. I think Adina probably feels the same way. Is that right, Adina? Why did you move to the U.S.?
Yeah, no, very similar. My family, I moved when I was little. So my family, we all moved together. But it's the land of opportunity. I think there's so much to achieve here and really be able to change the trajectory of not only yourself professionally, but of your family and the welfare of your family. So it is very, very exciting.
Thank you, Adina. That definitely makes sense. I could see Rana also sitting there going like this. So I think everybody kind of feels the same way. Rana, why did you decide to move to California and why did you move from California to Texas?
All right. So Daniel, I came here when I was 17 years old after high school. So my parents were here and they live in California. And that's the reason why we came to California first, because they were here like since in the 80s. So for us to be together, we have all my siblings, me and my brothers have to be here for us to be together. And of course, for the greener pasture as well. And then when I got married, I moved to Texas because my husband found a job here in Texas. So that's the reason why we moved to Texas for, you know, a better opportunity as well.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Okay. So between all of us, I think we're covering Texas and California. So we got a lot of good insight into Texas and California, which I know are where most of our nurses are probably very interested in. And thankfully, we have a lot of opportunities in both of those states. So that's good news for a lot of our nurses watching. EJ, why did you choose to come to Texas?
Oh, well, weather.
Weather?
Yeah, that's not important.
You didn't want any cold?
Yeah, just like what I said before, this is my first time living outside my country. So I don't want to experience a lot of changes in terms of weather. So I just choose Texas first because it has a similar weather. Not just so similar, but it has like the hot seasons where in the Philippines, a whole year round season. So that would give me more adjustment to be able to adjust than to move to a place that's extremely different from where I came from.
That makes sense. So weather was definitely a really big factor for you. What else had you heard about Texas that made you want to move to Texas or just made you excited about moving to Texas?
Oh, well, a lot of Filipinos are already here, I would say. But when I came here in Temple, I would say that we only have a few Filipinos here. So it's kind of hard to get to know some same nationalities with you, but it takes time, I would say. Now we are like a big family here. You can go to Walmart and you see a Filipino and say hi. And right now it's becoming more and more comfortable living here. I think that's one. Another thing is a Filipino community would really help you a lot, or having a community where you came from would really help you a lot to adapt to that where you are right now.
That makes sense. So it was weather, it was community. Those were some big factors for you in coming to Texas. And sounds like you're happy with the weather and you're very happy with the community. So that's really good to hear. What about you, Cornelia? What did you heard about California and what did it feel like when you got there?
Yeah, same as EJ. I chose California because of the weather, coming from a tropical country. Snow is fun for a vacation, but I just can't see myself living in very harsh winter areas like New York or other parts of the United States. And California generally has a lot of Filipino communities. A lot of Filipinos live here. My family also lives here. When I came here in Central Valley, I stayed with them for a few years. And then, yeah, I just really love it. And it's a lot of, if you love nature, there are a lot of parks in California. And Hollywood is here as well, San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So lots of places to visit. That's why I just love California.
Well, I'm biased too, because I also love California. I live in Los Angeles. So Cornelia lives in the northern part of California. And Adina and I live in the southern part of California. So California is a big state, just like Texas. A lot of cities, lot of stuff going on there. So Cornelia, will you tell us a little bit more about life in Northern California? What's it like there?
Oh, it's a lot different from where I came, because in comparison, Central Valley, I came from a very small town. And I just felt I needed some change. I want to see bigger places. I want a nearby airport. So I chose Silicon Valley in San Jose. It's big, a lot more expensive than Central Valley where I came from, but you can feel the difference of the environment. Everybody is just working really hard, lots of people too. And this is, Silicon Valley is known for tech companies. So Apple is here, eBay is here, Facebook is here. I also chose this part of California because my son is interested in tech. Stanford University is also here, which is also a nice place to visit, take photos. And the weather is generally colder than some parts of California. Southern and Central, I believe, are really hot during summer. But in here, summer isn't that hot in comparison to other parts of California. And there's just lots of places to see and more opportunities for me here in Northern California.
Okay, amazing, Cornelia. So I think some of the really good highlights that you shared about Northern California, and I love visiting Northern California. I actually went to San Francisco a couple weeks, months ago. And it's such a beautiful, fun city, but it's very green up there. There's a lot of tech up there. The weather is a little bit more mild compared to Southern California. So a lot of really, really enticing things about Northern California.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Adina, what is your favorite part about living in Southern California? What would you say?
I love that there's beaches and water and there's lots to do. It's a great place to raise a family. There's a lot of parks. There's a great school system. But you can go to the beach in the same day and then you can drive a couple hours and be in the mountains. So you just have the best of both worlds. But I think it's just a wonderful place to live. It's a really healthy lifestyle. There's a lot of opportunity. And then especially in LA, there's in Los Angeles, there's the theater and there's lots of things to do. So you just have the best of all worlds. And I have a son who lives in San Francisco, so I'm also really familiar with Northern California, and it's also really a wonderful place to be. I've spent time up there.
It's crazy. You can be in one state and have so much to do and so much to see. I can see Rana is going like this too. Yeah. So I'm very similar. There's California and Texas are some of the two biggest states, although there are other states in the Wild West that we haven't really got to. Adina, I'm sure a lot of nurses are wondering, what are their opportunities in some of these states? Do we have employers who are hiring right now?
Yeah, we have a lot of opportunities. So please definitely reach out to your recruiters in all the states Danielle just mentioned. We're consistently doing hiring events. There's so much opportunity between Kinetics and between O'Grady-Payton together with AMN. So please reach out to your recruiters, all the different specialties, all the different, there's acute facilities, skilled nursing. There's many different options depending on what you're interested in. So we're so excited that you're here and you can learn a little bit more about the Wild Wild West. And please reach out to your recruiters. They're here to help you and guide you because everyone has different interests and different specialties. But we have so many opportunities for you.
Thank you, Adina. That is very true. And if you want to apply, it's kineticsusa.com/apply. Our recruiters are ready to help you find your position in the Wild Wild West. So Rana, you have been here for quite a number of years. We cover a lot of different states with Wild Wild West. Have you been to any of those other states aside from California and Texas?
Actually, yes, Daniel. I've been to Nevada, Utah, part of Arizona.
You've done a lot of traveling. So tell us some highlights about visiting those states.
So that's what we do every time we're planning a trip. Me and my family, we go to places and then we rent a car and then drive to. For example, we stayed in Las Vegas, but we're not a gambler, cards at all. So what we do, me and my husband, we take our kids to Utah to see Grand Canyon. We drove to Utah to see the national parks there, like the Zion Park, Bryce Park there as well. So that's what we do. We want our kids to see this, you know, wonderful places in the USA. So that's the reason why that's what we do when we're planning a trip, when we're planning a vacation with the kids. So yeah.
Are you guys mainly driving or do you fly to those places?
So when we went to these places in Utah, we flew to Las Vegas and we rented a car and then we drove to Utah. But if we're going to the other side of the USA, which is, for example, Florida, we can just drive for 9 hours. So we love to drive. We love long driving because we see more places when we do that rather than flying.
That's true. You can stop at all the cute little places along the way. But that's great. And Texas is such a central place. So you're able to really get around to a lot of different places. True. DJ, have you made use of any travel since you've been here? I know it's only been a couple of months, but have you been able to get out of Texas or see more of Texas?
I've been to here in local Texas. It's Texas is already big for me.
Yeah, Texas is huge. Where have you been in Texas? What's been your favorite?
I only been to Houston and Dallas as of the moment. And those are the big cities that really a few hours from my place. It is quite nice because it's very different where I live right now. It's a small cities. You can actually get to know people here when you get used to it. But when you go to the big cities like Houston or Dallas, there's a lot of buildings, a lot of recreational activities that you can do with your friends or families. Visit space. The Space Museum in Houston, and we do our Airbnb with my friends. It's really nice to have some time off from work and to explore what Texas offer Oh, Rodeo, by the way. You have to do Rodeo. Yeah. It's really a thing here in Texas.
Very nice. I love that, EJ. I mean, you could travel around Texas alone and it would take you a little while because it's such a big state and there's so much to see. I was in Dallas last year. And I was very impressed by the city. Lots of stuff to do. So many things to do. Massive city. One of my best friends just moved there. I think a lot of people are moving to Texas because it's very affordable cost of living. Which is a big draw for a lot of people. Is that right? I see Rana and EJ both going like this.
Yes, definitely.
That's what's nice about all the, there's a lot of states in the Wild West in the show that have a great cost of living and there's so much opportunity. And I think that's really important when you're immigrating and you're coming to a new place to take into consideration the cost of living and the opportunities. I know in California, it's a great place to live, but it is an expensive place to live. So there are a lot of opportunities. And to Rana's point, one of my bucket list items is to drive across the U.S. I think there's so much to see, so many cities, so many interesting places. So I love that idea of taking your family and being able to show them everything.
A road trip through the wild, wild west.
Take the show on the road.
Exactly. We'll do a traveling onwards and upwards show. Have you been to any of those other states that we brought up in the Wild West, Adina?
I've also been to Arizona. I've been to Nevada, some of the same ones. Thank you for putting the map up. I'm like, what was on the map?
What was one of your favorites? Tell us about something that you love in one of those states.
I really liked Arizona. I think it was just really beautiful. It's a different landscape, more of the desert. But it's also just really very beautiful. Tucson, with those beautiful hikes and mountains. So there's a lot of opportunity to explore. And I really liked it. It was very different to where we live. So it was a unique opportunity.
How does the climate?
A little hot.
Yeah, a little hot. It's the desert, right? So it's going to be very hot during the day, but a little chillier at night.
Yeah. And we were there in the summer, so it was really hot.
Okay. And Cornelia, what about you? Have you been to any of those states on that Wild West map?
I haven't visited other states within the Wild West, but I've been to Florida last year.
I went on a cruise.
Yeah. But we've been exploring San Jose. A few weeks ago, we went to the Computer History Museum, which was really interesting. It made me feel a little old, but it brought back so many memories because it showed like the history of IBM, the internet, and my son was really engaged with the tour guide that came with the ticket when we went there. Oh. We also have the Apple Park in Cupertino. Mm. There is a really big Apple Cafe and Apple Store that you can look around, but the office, of course, is for the Apple employees. And then if you want to go to the beach, we have Santa Cruz, which is about 40 minutes away. Mm-hmm. Or if you have friends visiting over, you can drive them to San Francisco and see the Golden Gate. So a lot of places to see within my area that I still want to explore because I'm new here. Yeah.
Yeah, as we've been saying, there's so much to do and see just in the places that we live. So many places and not enough time, right?
Yeah.
Cornelia, do you go around with, do you drive or do you use public transportation? What's the transportation like where you live?
Oh, I drive. I have my own car. Mm-hmm. But because this is a big city, Silicon Valley, we have a lot of public transportation. In my old place, we don't have Uber drivers because it's a small town. Mm-hmm. But in here, you have Uber drivers in every corner. So if you don't feel like driving, you can grab an Uber. We also have buses. We have what they call this, the Valley Transit Authority within San Jose. It's like a small railway. And then if you want to go farther outside of San Jose, if you want to go to San Francisco, there's actually BART, which is the Bay Area Rapid Transit. that you can take if you want to go a day trip to San Francisco and you don't want to drive because San Francisco is kind of busy, mm-hmm. busy area because of the tourists. So you have a lot of options in here. And there's not really much traffic in San Jose, Silicon Valley.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's really good because I can't say the same about Los Angeles, which is where I live. There is a lot of traffic in Los Angeles, and it's definitely a place that you really need a car. There is public transportation. There are bus systems, but it's definitely much more of a self-driving culture. Sounds like in Northern California, there are more public transportation options, but you do still have a car. If you're not living in San Francisco, because it's a little bit easier.
Yes.
What about in Texas? EJ, do you have a car or do you use public transportation?
Well, I have a car here. I live in a smaller city. So I think mm-hmm. car is a must in here. There are public buses here, but it takes time for you to wait for the bus. So it is much mm-hmm. better to have a car if you can go mm-hmm. to... So you can go easily to Walmart, groceries, mm-hmm. or you want to go to pharmacy, you want to go to something parks. It is mm-hmm. much more easier and you have a lot of freedom when you have mm-hmm. a car here.
That makes sense. I think most cities in the Wild West are mainly car-driven cities. So if anybody's watching and they're curious, am I going to be able to get around with public transportation? I think as you can hear from our guests, most of the cities have public transportation, but I think it's probably more car driven. But there is the option of Uber, as Cornelia mentioned, which might be more or less available depending on cities that you're living in. So I think it just really depends on the transportation.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.